Welcome, my friends, to the Planetarium podcast that talks about more than just planetariums. My name is Gary Likert. I live in an old farm, or what's left of it, 6 acres worth of it. Used to be about 100 in Gallatin, Tennessee, which is northeast of Nashville. On a clear night, like a couple nights ago, we could see the fireworks. I will say that. We didn't go down there with 350,000 other people. Oh, no. I watched them from here just fine, about 35 mile out. So planetariums are something that I have done at home, in my barn, in my shed, in my chicken coop, in my basement, in my attic. I've done some of those anyway. I thought I made a good list. But here's the thing about planetariums. One, they went digital, which is, you know, inherently boring. Analog rules. You can tell how old I must be. But the other thing is, everybody who hasn't been lately has this image, like the picture I'm posting with this first episode, this image of a planetarium as a straight-laced, boring place with a weird projector in the middle and this white-shirted guy doing dumb antics like the guy in my picture seems to be doing. Well, he looks like he's batting away questions he doesn't like, or something. I don't know, maybe he's getting too many curveballs. But planetariums, I think, suffer from an image problem now. And they used to have an image problem, which has lingered, or now they're just viewed as another more boring version of a movie. And people don't go to movie theaters either much. So we're here to talk about planetariums at home and how the image got away from the current planetariums. It's in the stars. I would say more, but I've already had nothing to say for the last 2 minutes. I'll be back.